Laura, as we're saying, a very special package just arrived here from President Catherine Connolly, and great to be with Bridie as she prepares to mark such a landmark occasion.
God, yeah, it's it. We don't take it for granted that we're so lucky to still have Nana with us for her 105th birthday.
Bridie, how does it feel for yourself marking 105 years?
Oh, very good. I'm in good health, thanks be to God. Yeah, delighted. Sure, of the family around me.
And over the years, Bridie, of course, Griffin's Garage, well known to so many people across Waterford and beyond. You must be very proud looking back at all that's been achieved in the business.
Very good, very much so, yeah. They did very well. They took it over there from Rose, and everything went very well for them, thanks to God.
And what would you say was your own favourite aspect of the business over the years?
Once they do a good job and want to get paid for it.
Yeah. that's important, all right.
Yeah. But the people as well, you love going out chatting to the people, didn't you?
Oh, the people, yeah. Yeah. Over the years, the same crowds, and it's really wonderful to people. You meet so many nice people, you know, from time to time.
And around Kilmac, there's been some great people that you've been fortunate to know, your neighbours and all your friends in the village.
Oh, yes. From Kilmac and up around towards Dungarvan and in towards Carrick and all that area around there.
You used to know that road to Carrick very well. You used to cycle it.
I used, yes.
Yeah, you used to cycle from where to Carrick?
I was from near between Bunmahan and Stradbally, and I was just cycling into Kerry. That's when I was working there. But I went to school, I was boarding there in Carrick, in Mercer Convent. I was a boarder there for four or five years.
And you remember the years with the rations as well, don't you, Nana?
I remember everything being rationed.
And you told me before about cycling back with the bread from Carrick.
Yes, yeah, I told you about that before. I was getting a white pan loaf. It was a kind of dirty, kind of grey kind of bread. And the father, the Lord mercy on him, he didn't like it at all. So I was make sure I'd get a white pan loaf from a bakery that I knew down there. And so I cycled home with a pan loaf.
So even when you were in Carrick, you liked coming back to the home place, Ballingarran, isn't it? That was your townland.
Yes, Ballingarran, yeah. Oh, I used to come home regularly, yes.
And of course, then the move to Kilmac came about, of course. You got married in 1947, didn't you?
You couldn't help falling in love.
Tell me about falling in love. How did it happen?
Oh, it's the usual way.
Who romanced who?
He wasn't very romantic, but it was our life when we were on our own, like, you know. But he wasn't very romantic.
You got on well together.
It is.
And of course, you went on to rear a lovely family, three children.
Yes.
Yeah.
My poor Marion died. She went alone. She was in London, and the boys are still around.
Willie and Leo.
Yeah.
And in Kilmac, over the years, Bridie, you've seen huge changes in the village itself. With the business and the new road, the N25 bypass, that was a big change, wasn't it?
Lots of change in Kilmac. There are lots of changes around the square and that.
Yeah.
I would know the place when I get back, if I do get back, if I don't. If I get peeped out from the coffin, and I get a squint at it.
I don't think they'll be getting a coffin any time yet. But yeah, you love Kilmac, don't you, Bridie?
Oh, I love Kilmac, yeah. Nice people in Kilmac.
Great neighbours, great community.
Oh, great neighbours, yeah. Great neighbours.
And, of course, there's a special Kilmac business, which you're very fond of. Your love, its products. particularly for breakfast, and that's Flavins.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. Yes, of course. We're blessed to have them here, so near us.
But I know that that's a product that you've consumed over the years quite a lot.
Yes, yes. Always, every morning. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's how I'm living so long, so.
The porridge.
The porridge.
What do you put in your porridge?
Oh, plenty of cream.
Never mind
and
those
sugar.
Berries. And sugar. Cream and sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very healthy until it comes to a cup of tea. How many sugars in your tea?
I'm not sure. Don't let anybody tell you the sugar that I have. Otherwise, I'd be dead long ago.
It hasn't done you any harm anyway.
No.
But you were never one for smoking or drinking alcohol.
No. Never drank a smoke. Oh, they're enough on that job.
Yeah. But I do know for your birthday every year, you do like to get a takeaway. You normally get a takeaway, don't you?
Yeah.
What do we usually get?
An Indian.
Mm. We get it from the restaurant in Dungarvan.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And I know from speaking to Laura in the past that your apple tarts are very popular also.
I didn't do any for a long time.
For a while, but sure, with term.
Yeah.
But they've always been a highlight for you, Laura.
Big time,
I was keeping them supplied. When I made Laura's tart to go back to Dublin or whatever she was, but for Brian, whoever be travelling with them, they'd have it before they reached
Dublin. That's true. And you'd make them as well for Johnny and Katie going back to London as well. Plenty of your plates went back on the boat to London, didn't they?
Oh, quite yes.
They did. They used to come back with the empty plates for Christmas then. So yeah, your apple tarts are well travelled.
And I know another big passion of yours, Bridie, is sport.
Oh yes, I watch everything on the phone and I watch everything on the telly.
Mm. Yeah.
And sometimes if it's not on the telly, you might watch it on the phone. Isn't that right? Sometimes you might watch it on Dad's phone if you
fall into the telly. That's right.
And it's the hurling is your favourite sport, isn't it?
Hurling, yes. It's safe, it's all right.
Yeah. And there is a former Waterford hurler who shares the same birthday as you. He's a great friend of yours, isn't he?
Oh, Dan,
yeah.
He's the same birthday, yeah. But I don't know how many hundred years in between us.
There's a few years between you. Because Dan was there on the day of the drive-by for your 100th birthday at Griffin's Garage.
He was, yeah.
And that was a great day, wasn't it? Of course, it was during COVID. There were restrictions in place.
It was a great day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And all the cars passing by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of Kilmac came out to wish you well.
Yeah, that was a great day, always. Yeah.
And do you still watch the news, Bridie?
Yes.
You keep up to date with everything that's happening?
Yeah, you keep up to date with everything.
And you listen to the radio, would you?
Yes, listen to the radio, yes.
Yeah.
And she'd be lost without the news.
The WLR, I hope, yeah.
WLR, right.
Yeah. You keep up to date with everything that's happening across Waterford?
Oh, yes.
And, of course, your faith, Bridie, that's hugely important to you, isn't it? You've had great faith over the years.
Yeah. I have indeed. Only for a bit of faith or a full bit of that we'd be lost.
Mm. And what advice would you give, Bridie, to younger people, you know, in business or people trying to find their way and decide what they'd like to do or thinking about life and people that would like some advice? What's your advice? Or what are your words of wisdom to young people?
I don't know. What I'd be capable of telling anyone else what to do, but try and be straight, honest and straight with everyone as you go along and treat everyone well. You know, be as nice as you can to everybody. But at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
And you always said as well not to be afraid of a bit of hard work.
Oh, don't be afraid of hard work at all. Mm. Yes.
And enjoying what you do as well. That's important, isn't it?
Enjoying what you do. That's half the battle is. That's what it is.
And Laura, Bridie's been a great inspiration to you, yourself, over the years.
Oh, yeah. Like, Nana's work ethic is something, I suppose, that we would have taken for granted when we were younger. But I suppose as you get older and you kind of see more of the world, you realise that you've kind of inherited something special that maybe not everybody might have seen. To have a granny in her 80s still putting in a full week of work, we thought that was normal, but you know, not everyone would have seen that every day. So yeah, just that work ethic of, you know, you're going to have to work hard, and that's not a bad thing, and that it's good for the mind and it's good for everything else to work hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
So yeah, very, very inspirational from that regard. That and the divilment.
Yeah, you like a bit of divilment, Bridie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, we mentioned the driving. You are driving until you were well into your 90s.
Yes, until I was well into my 90s.
96,
I gave up driving.
Yeah, and as we mentioned, Laura's opened the medal here now, and it's nice to get that acknowledgement, isn't it, from the new president to have the medal, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is nice, isn't it?
Very special, yeah.
I mean, they have a lot of things on their mind. Apart from my birthday.
Lovely, yeah. Well, a happy 105th birthday again, Bridie, yeah?
Thank you very much.
I'm sure there'll be plenty of celebrations, Laura.
Hopefully. And we'll have to try and get that chicken to korma down to you as well.
The Indian will do.
Chicken korma. We'll have to bring that down as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You'll be getting the Indian takeaway again.
Yes. Looking forward to that.